My reaction to the place wasn't, and not necessarily to the place, but to the people that were there and the reasons they were there. You know, I helped one of the Owens, Ray Owen. He was down there for something, and he asked me to come over. And so, you know, I didn't actually do anything except that we talked before he did, and then I just listened, and you know. The second time was kind of for the same reason, you know, to help someone do something, not necessarily do it myself. And my reaction to the place, I guess if I was there all by myself, I would probably would react to the place, but the people is what, you know, caused me to think. When they're looking there and, you know, they don't really truly understand what happened. They know what happened, but they don't truly understand it. And so I just sense, you know, something missing in the people standing there. Mm-hmm. Something that I wouldn't be able to feel for them. And that includes Indian, white, or any other race that were there. So it's a place that at some point in time will become significant again, you know, but not for the reasons that people think, you know. The land never forgets. That's another thing of Dakota spirituality. The land has a memory. Someday someone will be reminded of what happened there. And it probably won't be good.